Hi, it's Phil Henry, and this is the pre-show, and okay, good. You know, I might as well get myself a tequila.
Good, I'll have some wine.
Yeah, I might as well get good and drunk while I do this.
Might as well.
Yeah. This is you, Jackie. I wish I should have recorded that. Welcome to our pre-show. We're in Florida, South Florida, here at Jackie. No, we're not in South Florida. Why do I keep saying that? We're up in Central Florida. And I'm with Jackie at her our temporary abode before serious moves are made in terms of buying a house. This is all about family. And up here, Ryan and Ryan's fiance, Stassi, they live up here. So it's fun to come up and be with her and talk to those guys. Now, I'm going to get a tequila. Okay, I hope you guys don't mind that. And you probably, if you were, if you were reading my Facebook posts today, you saw me post about being at the Orlando airport and being stopped by a couple of cops who said, hey, you know, our drug dog hit on your bag and we want to look into it. And you also saw me posting that I was a bit put out with the police officers and we had an exchange. I want to say, this is really important, and I want you to know this, that I support law enforcement. My grandfather was a cop. My grandfather was actually a very much decorated Toronto police officer. Frank Crow was his name, and I'm led to believe that he has had case files of his were made into television shows in Canada. So, you know, I come from a family that has military, that has police, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm down on cops. I am not down on cops. I'm like everybody. I saw some bad cops on video over the last several years. You saw it, I saw it, and it shocked the shit out of me. And I know there's Americans that, you know, would say to me, hey, Phil, that shit happens all the time. You ought to live where I live. I believe that too, you know, honest to God. But I was so shocked by some of the things that I saw that I tend to speak my mind. However, we got great police officers. We have guys that are devoted to their jobs and to their careers. We have guys that are fans of our show, fans of our show. I've got a lot of cops that listen to my show, and down through the years, we've had a lot of police stop by the radio station I was at, etc. So I want that to be clear, you know, you guys. All right. Let me go get a tequila. How was that, honey?
I'll tell you, I
love it. Every day I use it, honey.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's about the best thing I've ever got in terms of cooking. Christ, who ever thought, I didn't cook chicken breasts. I didn't know how. They were always fucked the way I did them. Fry them, bake them, whatever.
In a microwave.
Yeah. The salmon comes out. And you know, you can eyeball it. Everything's set at 400 degrees, so I leave it there.
Huh.
And it's just the time in. The salmon, yeah, I just leave. The salmon takes 10 minutes because it's frozen, and you can, I looked at the chart, it says you can put it in frozen.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that.
That's interesting. So 400 degrees, huh?
That's what you set it at.
Was it?
Yeah, and when you look at the book, everything's at 400 degrees. It's just the time spent cooking.
You're right. Pretty much, there's one thing, oh, kale. If you're going to make kale chips,
kale,
that's 300 degrees.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd attempt that. All right, so that was my making tequila, making a drink. So, where are my bloody glasses? There they are. So, yeah, I had a great... Wait till you hear this story, you guys. On the plane, I'm next to a chap, and we hadn't met, and what do? I wind up spilling hot coffee right down this guy's seat. And I couldn't apologize enough. The flight attendant was there, and I was there. I was giving him all the napkins I had, just like a dumbass. I hit the stirrer in my cup. Hot coffee. Guy got over it. He said, it's all right, man. There's worse things in this world. And we wound up having a great conversation. He's in the tourism business, and he is a tour operator, but it's high-end business tours and stuff. He has a podcast and I'm going to tell you about it right now, and I'd be great if you would actually go and check it out. It's called The Sustainable Voice. He is on YouTube. His name is Ashish, a great guy, and we exchanged websites, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, it looks awesome. Not sure what it is. I'm talking to a friend of mine, Susie. You guys know Susie. When I was married, somebody came to the house and they were interior designers or something, and they felt that a library, it would look good if in the living room there's a library. So I come home one day and I see all these books. Half of them are in Swedish, half of them are in freaking, they're ridiculous books. I asked, what are these? They go, well, that's just kind of for the look of it, like we're pretending we read around here. I've got real books. And my ex says to me, no, we don't want those because they're all paperback and they look weird, they don't fit. We want good, hardbound books in this bookcase. It was nothing that I ever really got used to. But one of the things that was discovered at my house today is a something framed with what looked to be notices concerning a property. And it was, I think this is from my house. I think it's something that this designer wanted to put in my house. I don't know. You got me. I'm going to take my first tequila drink here. So please do check out Ashish and The Sustainable Voice. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about what's going on, the economics of the world, especially the economics of Africa, how some countries are just barely getting by economically, and how some are trying to drag their way out of insolvency. Argentina is an interesting case. He was talking about the leader of Argentina, who's a libertarian, who's tried some economic policies that Ashish seems to feel work. I don't know. We can look into it, but there you have it. It's funny. Just like you said, you spill coffee on a guy, next thing you know, you're talking to him about all kinds of stuff. And he is a native, he is actually originally from Kenya, lives in South Florida, and has this business, and, anyway, crazy flight, crazy day, man. Also, I lost my phone. They had to rip the seat out of my seat on the airplane to find my phone. All right, there it is, the pre-show. Thank you.